T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're going to focus on the big game tonight with the Wolves. 7:30 coverage right here on WCCO Radio at Denver. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Alan Horton, the voice of the Timberwolves. Alan, what does it mean to have Jordan McLaughlin back in this lineup?
It means a lot. He won't blow you away with the statistics that he puts up in a box score on a nightly basis, but he's one of those players who makes everyone around him better. He does everything just really solidly. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He won't turn the ball over a lot. And he makes his teammates better. The guys play better with Jordan McLaughlin on the floor. And, the Wolves have been able to survive without him for the last 30 games. And in fact, he's missed 37 over the course of the season, but he came back the other night and, immediately in that first half, he played 6 minutes and the Wolves outscored, the Nuggets by 16 points during that stretch. That's the kind of impact he can have.
Certainly. And the crowd was certainly happy to have him back. We have a special guest on the line. I'll let you introduce him, Alan.
Yeah, Mike Anori, assistant coach for the Timberwolves, is along with us here as the Wolves get set to take on Denver tonight. Micah, this is as far as preparation goes, it's night and day, really, from preparing for a Nuggets team that rested four of their five starters the other night, and we expect to see a full lineup here tonight.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. Usually you're going into these back-to-backs where you have your initial game plan, see how that game plays out, see what goes right, what you need to adjust, and you go from there. But essentially, this was, I'll never say a game plan is easy, but it's just different. I mean, essentially, you could burn the tape, if you will, from that last game because they'll have four starters back that were out last night. We were talking about the two-time MVP, which takes up a lot of your game planning, obviously, from Nikola Jokic. Essentially, what we did was we took the game plan we had that we thought we were going to use for Sunday and then find out that they've left some guys home for injury maintenance. And now we just roll that one out tonight to see how it goes.
Certainly be watching for that. Trade deadline coming up on Thursday. Are we expecting any moves by the Wolves?
I think that, it's always this time of year. I think it's twofold. There's excitement in the air for fans and even for players. And then there's also the human side of it where you've got some players that leading up to this for the next, 48, 72 hours where they're a little bit nervous because some of them, I mean, you're talking about uprooting families and all that with the trade. So I'm not 100% sure that's Tim Connelly and his job with his front office. Will something happen? Who knows? I really don't know yet. I think as we get closer to it, usually those things don't heat up. There's a lot of chatter until about the last 24 hours or sometimes even down that last hour, if you will. But I think there will be some movement. I think the big thing with the Kyrie Irving piece being moved, that kind of lets everybody go about their business as it was. I think that was holding everything up. And now that that's been completed, now I think you will start to see some movement. I'm not necessarily saying with the Timberwolves, but I think throughout the league, you'll see more than what you would have had they were waiting on that Kyrie piece.
Micah, the Timberwolves ended up that six-game homestand, and now 17 of the next 26 games are on the road, including these next four. As we get deeper into the season, these games have huge importance, and we're facing Denver, Utah, Memphis, and Dallas in the next four games. How, in terms of a small four-game sample size, how important is this stretch?
I think very, very important. I think you look at tonight's game, again, the fourth and final time we are playing Denver, which potentially could be, you never know, a playoff matchup. We've played them well the last couple of years, and it's always fun to play against them. I think going into Utah, tomorrow's night's game is a big game, and they all are, as to your point, but that one is they have the 1-2 lead for us in the division, and you need to win that one so that you can see what happens as far as tiebreakers go. So that becomes a very big game. Then you go down to Memphis, and it feels like we've played Memphis 17 times in the last 12 months, but so we know them well. That's always a good one, but it's a great stretch for us. Right leading into the All-Star break before we finish up at home. But coming off that six-game homestand, 4-2, I think if you would have looked at it and the teams we were playing, regardless of which teams you beat or lost, if they would have said, hey, 4-2 on this homestand, how would you feel? You'd feel pretty good about it. So looking at these next ones, you want to take them one at a time, old coach speak, but absolutely, they are big, big games for us as we try to, especially in a very close Western Conference as far as standings go. I mean, it seems like you're two games out of fourth and you're two games out of 11th.
It certainly is. It's up for grabs. Coach Norrie, I remember we talked to you earlier in the season. You said be patient with this team. Just like last year, they started to play better now with this new year, and your prediction was right.
Yeah, they proved me right. I didn't have much to do with it, thank goodness, right? That made me look like I knew what I was talking about. But, no, I think and to Alan's point that he started with having Jordan McLaughlin back, and we're starting to gradually become healthier. You know, obviously the Cat piece, but we've kind of figured out how to play without Cat. All of our guys are getting used to playing with Rudy both on both ends of the floor as well. And I think the big thing, too, is Anthony Edwards obviously playing at an all-star level, and you can't dismiss how well D'Angelo Russell's been. I mean, he's been unbelievable as far as with his defensive intensity, but also the way he's been able to shoot the ball and score the ball for us. We've had a lot of guys step up. It's really Kyle Anderson's been solid. So to the point we were talking about earlier in the year when we were struggling a little bit, I think we've won, 13 of our last 19, something like that. So that's always good. But, yeah, this next four leading on the road here will be a good test, and hopefully we can keep it going.
Yeah, 13 of 19, exactly right. And since January 1st. And during that stretch, Micah, the defense has been, second best in the NBA, and that's a pretty good sample size now. What's been the biggest key defensively? Are we seeing this team really kind of gel around Rudy as the anchor?
I think so. I think, figuring out how to play with Rudy as the anchor. The other thing is Jaden McDaniels on the ball has been very, very good. Anthony Edwards accepts the nightly challenge, and Jaden McDaniels, we just basically take him and say, hey, look, we're going to put you on their most dynamic ball handler, whether it's a 5'11 point guard or a 6'5 wing. We just kind of put him out there, and with his length, he's done a great job. And the two things that really help our defense is, there's three. Number one, we don't turn it over, so they're not getting runouts against us. But the other thing is, when we don't foul, and also when we rebound, we're really, really good defensively. The nights that we struggle are when we give up a lot of second chance opportunities and turn that thing over, and then when we send people to the free throw line. But when we sit down and play half court defense, obviously with Rudy as that anchor and the length that we have and able to do some things switching wise on the perimeter to keep people in front of us, it's proved to be a successful way to go about it.
Thank you so much for joining us, and good luck tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate both of you.
You bet.
Have a good day.
Love talking to you. Assistant Coach Micah Norrie. So, Alan, as you mentioned, this is a different Denver team than we just faced because they didn't have a lot of their starters in last time.
Yep, absolutely. They were resting those guys. And, they're in a position where they can do that because they're the number one team. They've got a big cushion in the standings. And that was a tough back-to-back for them. So it's going to be it'll be a completely different story tonight. And it'll be it should be a fun matchup. You feel like this Timberwolves team is kind of heading in the right direction, building some wins. Yeah, there have been some setbacks along the way, some disappointing losses. But overall, the team had lost 13 of 19. Now they've won 13 of 19, and they put themselves in a really good spot in the Western Conference standings. But it's always tricky when you go on the road. And I can't help but notice in the Western Conference in particular, home teams are winning at a really high rate this year. It's tough to snag wins on the road. Home teams are winning at about a 61% clip. So you've got to be on point, and you've got to cut down on those mistakes that Micah was talking about. No turnovers. You've got to be better on the glass. You've got to be really solid defensively if you're going to pick up wins. And these are going to be really high-intensity games, and three of them in the next four nights, because this Denver-Utah is a back-to-back, and then you wrap it up with Memphis, and what a great rivalry that's become. So these are the games you like. You love to see. You love to listen to, because there's a lot of passion. There's a lot of intensity, and hopefully it results in some really good games.
And we'll be listening tonight right here on CCR Radio. Thanks so much, Alan.
Thanks, Vanita.
Alan Horton, the voice of the Timberwolves. Coming up on 8:50.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.